This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week, abortion advocates were complaining how pro-life advocates dominate social media. This week, abortion advocates have rallied to try and punish pregnancy support centers on the web under the hashtag #ExposeFakeClinics, yet that seems to have failed. As stories of women were brought out who have gotten their lives on track with the help of pregnancy support centers, and contrasted with abortion businesses, no pregnancy support centers have been shut down over unsanitary or illegal operating conditions. British press outlets like The Sun are calling it an abortion bombshell. They have discovered that abortion clinic staff members there are paid bonuses to encourage abortion. Many Brits are under the impression that abortion clinics provide honest choice, something that runs counter to the coercion induced by medical staff bonuses. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, an Ohio ban on abortions specifically targeting Down syndrome babies is headed to the floor of the State House for a vote. Faced with legal action, a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania high school is allowing a pro-life student group to form. And Alabama citizens are calling for a local Planned Parenthood to be shut down after sanitary violations were exposed. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.